This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A Boulder judge has ruled that the man accused of fatally shooting 10 people at a King Soopers in March should get a second mental health evaluation. Earlier this month, the alleged shooter was found incompetent to stand trial, but prosecutors have asked for a second screening. The 22-year-old man remains in custody in the Boulder jail. Colorado courts are still seeing record low numbers of eviction cases, even though a federal ban on the practice was struck down this summer. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The number of eviction cases moving through local courts is about two-thirds what it was before the pandemic. That's according to a new analysis from the Colorado Apartment Association, the state's largest trade group for landlords. After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the CDC's eviction moratorium in August, renter advocates feared landlords might flood local courts this fall. But so far, that hasn't panned out. Both landlords and renter advocates say federal and state rental assistance programs have been a huge factor in keeping the figures low. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Travelers have attempted to bring a record number of guns through security lines at Denver International Airport and elsewhere in the country. TSA says DIA ranks sixth in the nation for the number of firearms discovered at security checks, even though they're not allowed in carry-on luggage. So far this year, security screeners at DIA have found more than 100 guns and other prohibited items like stun guns, knives, and fireworks. You're listening to CPR News.